Love and marriage, love and marriage, go together like a horse and carriage. This, I tell you.
We are happy to welcome back to the program my parents, Joe and Cindy Farini, with their My Marriage Matters segment. Good morning, Mom and Dad.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you guys?
Well, we're doing good. We just finished a conference yesterday and had a great time. And
for those of those people who are listening and don't know,
for those of you who are those of you
who don't know, tell them what you mean when you say conference. What are you doing?
Well, we speak for Family Life, and they send us around the country to speak in different cities on the topic of marriage. And we were in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and it was chilly, much chillier than at home. And we had a great time, probably about 600 people, so it was a good crowd, very receptive crowd. So
great.
That's always nice, you know. And so I have actually, because of the question we got last week, I'm all prepared. I have my manual out because I think this question is going to be one that we can just kind of actually look at a couple sections of things that we talked about yesterday and address this listener.
Well, fill us in on what this listener said and all those details.
Well, this listener, this is actually a part two question here. And, you know, last week we talked about this person, when she wrote in, she said, we've been working hard on addressing some issues in our marriage, and we are having some hard times getting out of some ruts. Mm-hmm. Excuse me. And can you help us with this? And the issue that she's dealing with right now is that I'm trying very hard, she says, to let go of some ways we argue. But we get very, very frustrated with falling back into some bad habits, blaming each other, calling each other names, and so on. So as the wife, she says, I want to just show respect. I'm falling back into some bad habits. Can you help me get out of this bad groove that she's in? And I love that question, and it sounds like some pretty practical stuff that they're addressing here. And I'll just start off here, if that's all right. I mean,
of course,
as I thought more about the question, I would say at this point, I'm assuming that this couple has gone through the process of seeking forgiveness and granting forgiveness to each other, mm-hmm. and that they're ready to take the next step. And the next step involves always rebuilding trust back into that relationship. It sounds like they have that to some degree going on here, but we need to understand, as just in general, that trust is not automatically going to be reinstated when forgiveness is sought or granted. Trust is something that's going to be rebuilt through consistent behavior mm-hmm. over a period of time, because it's something that is earned. And so I would say to this wife that, you know, she needs to, you know, ask God for wisdom. She needs to be living out that spirit-filled life of walking in the power of the Holy Spirit moment by moment. And then, you know, if this wife is doing these things, then we can begin really to get back to her question. I mean, so we need this kind of a running start into answering this question here. And this wife, what she needs to do is ask for help. And, you know, she's asking for help to get out of this bad groove. Or I would rephrase that and say what she wants is to maintain a more of a lifestyle or a culture of forgiveness in her marriage all of the time. At least that's how I think mm-hmm. what she's asking here. And the way I can tell you, the way that that's going to happen is that she's going to need to be actively choosing to bless her husband. And of course, that goes both ways. But she needs to be choosing to bless her husband. And I can tell you that blessing your spouse always begins with cultivating a new heart attitude. And this new heart attitude always involves choosing, that is, making a habit to give a blessing instead of an insult. And of course, the scripture verse for that is taken from 1 Peter 3:9, where it says, not returning evil for evil or insult for insult, but giving a blessing instead. Mm-hmm. For you were called for the very purpose that you might inherit a blessing. And the blessing, as it relates to a married couple here, the blessing is oneness in their marriage. And their marriage will no longer hopefully be polluted by the toxic buildup of unforgiveness or bitterness or talking mean to one another. Mm-hmm. I mean, that takes time, but we need to be very intentional about pursuing being a blessing to each other.
And I think speaking from my own experience, what I've felt is I do tend to hold on to things pretty mm-hmm. tightly, and it's hard for me to let go. And so when I think about this, you know, it does take time and time to heal. But honestly, those feelings continue to come up even though years and years have passed. And the feelings of frustration. And what do you guys think about still bringing up the topic, whatever it may be, and just talking it out? Because sometimes I think for myself, even though like Nathan, he doesn't necessarily need to talk about stuff. He's like, oh, I haven't thought about that in years. And I'm like, well, I think about it every day, you know? and so it's like, sure. How do you navigate that, I guess, in a relationship? Mom, do you have any thoughts?
Well, and what you're probably sharing here is, if you will, like a rut of thinking, and this person has a rut in how she's expressing herself.
Uh-huh.
And I think any time in marriage that we have an issue that we feel like we need to discuss, I feel like both people need to be open to discuss it. But I also feel that if a situation, if it's a matter of I have forgiven you and we're going to move on, then we do have to move on, because if we keep bringing it up, I think that's not probably very healthy.
Mm-hmm.
And just what I wanted to do, I wanted to give an example that I share when we speak on marriage. And the example is more in terms of anger, but I think it can apply to a number of different things. And here's the example. One time I had come home from grocery shopping. I put the liter of pop that I bought in the sink, which I never used to do. I would put it on the counter, not in the sink. But for some reason, I put it in the sink. And when I went to open it a little bit later, it hadn't been shaken up very much or anything, but it kind of exploded and went way, like just shot way up, went up to my top cupboards. I had two layers of cupboards, went all the way to the top, cleaned it all off, and it just was sticky everywhere. And then it probably was a year later that I went to have to get something out of one of those top cupboards, and I actually opened it up. I just cleaned the outside of it
because
I didn't think it went inside. Well, it went inside. I couldn't get the cupboard open. I couldn't open the door, and it just stuck. And so it really made me think about our words and our actions when we kind of spew things out, like this lady sounds like she's maybe calling names, or maybe he is. They're calling each other names. They're saying things out of anger, maybe even, in your example, bringing things up. And I just thought, how many of the things that we do we kind of spew it out, and we have this little sticky stuff going into our loved ones' hearts that makes it really hard for them to move on and do something different until it's really cleaned up, it's forgiven, and it's moved on away from that situation. So, once I got up to that top cupboard and I opened it up and I put a little warm water and a cloth and cleaned it all up, it was fine. But, you don't forget that. And mm-hmm. So my urging, I think, to this lady would be to really begin to look at your husband with an attitude of respect. And even if those words start coming out because they're so rehearsed for so many years, to just stop in the middle of it and say, can I have a do-over?
Yeah.
Just recognize it right there. Or even the husband to say, you know what, we're trying to work on this. Could we do a do-over and you rephrase what you just said and say it nicely?
Yeah.
Because if they're really working on it, they need to do it together.
And I do think that we forget the power of our words, but the Bible talks about the power of the tongue all over the mm-hmm. Proverbs and just how powerful it is and how hurtful it can be. And that silly phrase that we used to say as kids, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. And that's just mm-hmm. a lie. Sticks and stones break my bones, and words also hurt my soul. And so I think we forget that words stay with us. And I think that within marriages, within friendships, within any relationship, if someone says something negative and then someone says something positive, which one sticks with you more?
Exactly.
And so, as we think about this in our marriage, I think so often because our spouse is the closest person to us, it should be the closest person to us here on earth, we start to take them for granted maybe and, and use them as a way to get across frustration. And Nathan and I had been talking about this past weekend because we got really hungry yesterday. And, hanger, getting hangry, it's a real thing. And, we started getting kind of snippy with each other. I'm like, this is so silly. Let's go get a sandwich.
Yeah, right.
And you know what I mean? And as minuscule as that may sound, just being aware of how our words start to come across, I think, is so important.
And Kathleen, you mentioned something that I think is important, and that is recognizing when you're kind of going downhill.
Uh-huh.
You know, you started recognizing that you were getting a little snippy. And then right there, if we can see where we're started to head in that direction, can be really helpful.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it is hard, too, because sometimes it feels good. You know what I mean? Like, it feels good to be mad, and it feels good to be, oh, I've got a really great comment for you. Get ready for this one. At least, am I the only one here that thinks that?
No,
I'm like,
no,
watch
no,
out.
No.
This one is really, and you know also how to really hurt your spouse because you know them so well. So it's interesting because there's this movie I watched back in college that I think really points to objectives super well in a marriage and how to tear each other down. And it's one of my favorite films to tell actors to watch because these two characters, they're husband and wife, neither one is the bad guy, but both of them know how to build each other up and how to tear each other down. And so if we can consciously do those things, but rather choose building each other up, I think, I mean, what a world we could live in, you know?
Yes.
Absolutely. I think you said a couple key words there, Kathleen, and that is number one, you have to choose to respond kindly when offended or if you're feeling offended at all in any way. And that's really part of the blessing issue that we've been talking about. And I think you nailed it just a little while ago as well. And, you know, blessing your spouse involves following the example that Jesus has given us. I mean, that verse I gave you before, the 1 Peter 3:9, interestingly, the verse after 1 Peter 3:9 talks about refraining your tongue from speaking evil.
Mm-hmm.
And I love the quote from Washington Irving, who once said that your tongue is the only instrument that gets sharper with use.
Wow.
And so we need to be consciously turning away from doing these things and choosing a blessing lifestyle, turning away from evil. And interestingly enough, that's the next verse after 1 Peter 10. That's 1 Peter 3:11, which says, let him turn away from evil.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, this blessing approach to each other, it all begins with the right heart attitude, and we change our life by changing our heart and keeping it under the control of the Holy Spirit. That's the origin of these creating these new habits. It begins with the origin has its origin in your right heart attitude toward one another, just being good and kind to one another.
And I do have a thought here as well as we think about this woman who's asking for help. I think even communicating with her husband that this is something that she wants to try to work on, because Nate is really, really good at bringing me down. Not bringing me down in a negative way, but like, oh, Kathleen is getting really emotional. And he has a way of leveling me out and being like, okay, here's what I understand that you're saying, instead of feeding that, you know, and being like, okay, here's some meat to flame your fire. You know what I mean? It's it's like, okay, Kathleen, so what I'm understanding you to say is, and then all of a sudden I'm like, well, I sound silly because I'm getting angry, you know? And so I think even to be on the same, the same team, you know, when it comes to how can we both tame our tongue and make sure it doesn't just keep one-upping each other.
That's great.
I think the following part of that 1 Peter 3:11 is just let him seek peace and pursue it. And that's who, what you said, Nathan is. He's seeking to be a peacemaker and not a troublemaker.
I mean, oops.
It's easy to
I'm the troublemaker. Thank you, Nathan.
I didn't say that. But
I think you did.
I'm just capitalizing. I'm just rolling with you here.
And
what's the fun part about here is to realize that, you know, learning to speak kindly, you know, that's not a gift. That's a skill.
Mm-hmm.
And anybody can learn that skill of learning to speak kindly to one another.
Mm-hmm.
And so this lady who's asking this question here, and she has some choices to make, but it's going to be difficult, but she can do it with the power of the Holy Spirit in her and God's wisdom behind her as well.
Amen.
And so that's what I think I would recommend to this woman.
Well, thanks, Mom and Dad, for taking time to join us. I know it's early where you're at, so thank you for being with us. If people want to connect with you, how can they do that?
We would love to have them come to our Facebook page at My Marriage Matters and click like, and then every day, Monday through Friday, we'll have a little thought there or something to think about. And another place would be our website. That's the best place to give us a question. You can email us there. You can do that at cindyfarini.com or joefarini.com. And just one reminder and just something to think about as we finish this topic, and that is For those who have children, if you're recognizing that your children are disrespecting your husband, it may be starting with you. Mm. And so how are we going to use our words that will show respect to our husbands will be important.
Wonderful. Well, thanks, Mom and Dad. And also keep in mind, if you want to connect with Joe and Cindy Farini, you can always come to us at brianandkathleen.org, or Kelly's going to get their information up on Facebook for you, so you can go to the Brian and Kathleen Facebook page. Thanks again, Joe and Cindy, Mom and Dad, for being here with us.
All right, thanks so much.
Thanks, guys. All right, we'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.